There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Of What's On Your Mind, ladies and gentlemen, the most listened to radio program across the Northern Plains. We're humbled by that. That isn't a boast. That means we're grateful. We're thankful. We appreciate you very much. That's our way of saying, gosh, we're glad you're there, and we want to honor you by saying this show isn't about my opinions or Todd's opinions. It's about your opinions, about what you want to talk about, the guests you want. So that takes a little participation, a little action on your part, and you just, in addition to locking that radio at 550 KFYR, AM 1100 the Flag at Fargo-Moorhead, or AM 1090 KTGO rocking the Bakken, or 1460 KLTC, or listening on your iHeartMedia app, whatever it is. You just, besides that, need to dial us up at 701. 258-0550, 701-258-0550, or 800-228-0550. You can email us, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. You can also send us a note on Facebook as well. A lot of folks weighing in on all kinds of topics we'll get to momentarily on that front as well. So what is on your mind today? One guest right now that is scheduled, and that is Lynn Helms, the director of the Department of Mineral Resources, who'll be here at the bottom of next hour for an update on the January director's cut, which is essentially Lynn, as director of the Department of Mineral Resources, says, you know, here's how many rigs, here's how many wells, here's how much oil production, here's how much natural gas production, and goes through all the numbers. And there's not good news in that. Well, it depends on how you look at it, glass half full or glass half empty. You know, again, the price of oil being down has caused a reduction in activity. There's certainly less money for the state of North Dakota to spend. There is less royalty checks that will be coming to folks. There is, on the other hand, there is an opportunity to catch up and seize an opportunity in this. Great article in Forbes magazine from Harold Hamm about that very thing, who, by the way, doesn't sugarcoat it, says this is going to, you know, be a difficult time and may get worse before it gets better. But in the long run, what we're doing here is going to have long-term effects. And actually, he puts North Dakota and Texas and Oklahoma in a category all by itself of what's going on here. Calls it Cowboyistan, and says what we've done here: low oil price, you know, that drops, and then ooh, slow down, retool. Puts us in a category with the best of the best. That means, you know, OPEC will no longer have the power they've had when a group of folks like this can work together. So it's an interesting read, and we'll talk with Lynn about all that coming up on the program today. So stay tuned for all of that on What's On Your Mind. In the meantime, we want to know what's on your mind. Todd the Radio God Mitchell is here. By the way, I have a new nickname, courtesy of Wild Bill this morning, filling in for Phil Parker.
I'm afraid
Scotty Too Hottie Hennon. Now, I kid you not.
That sounds like a name he would make up.
Yeah.
It really does.
So, I said, well, if you
Scotty Too Hottie.
If they called you Todd the Radio God, then I needed one, too. What's on your mind, Todd, today on this fine Friday?
Well, tomorrow, it's going to be 72. Sunday, 79. Monday, 46. I can feel a sinus headache coming on already.
Give me a break. Ladies and gentlemen,
what?
Help me properly chastise my good partner here for whining about 46 degrees. Do you know the average high is about 30 in March?
Well, actually, about 38, but
okay, it's 30-something. It's in the 30s, and so it's going to be down near 10 degrees over the normal high on Monday, and you're whining. So we get a gift from God of 72 and 79, pennies from heaven here, for crying out loud. In the
on a weekend,
March.
Too.
Ooh. Yes, exactly. My big question is, what are you going to do with it? You know, like last week it sort of snuck up on us. This weekend you knew it was coming. Now, so what are you going to do for the weekend?
It's so tempting to break out the red convertible. I'm afraid if I do that, we'll get snow that we'll be sorry about.
Sweeping the garage is high on my list.
There you go.
Just because, you know, you can open the garage door, crank the tunes, you know, the whole deal. I don't know about you, but when the weather gets nice, it's just I have an overriding, urge to crank the radio up.
Scotty Too Hotty was a wrestler in the WWE about 10, 12 years ago, word has it.
Okay. All right. That
so
wasn't
you're
me.
Named after, you're named after a wrestler.
That was not my alter ego. Anyway,
Too
do
Hot
you think,
Scott.
Do you think Todd is being ungrateful when he is whining about 46 coming Monday after a 72 and 79 degree weekend, ladies and gentlemen?
I am very thankful about the 79. It's the 46 I'm a little whiny about, but yeah.
And I want to know what you're planning to do with this wonderful weather weekend, work or pleasure. Let us know. Dwight in Jamestown's waiting to go to tell us what's on his mind today on this Friday, and it is an Are You Kidding Me Friday. I've got a few contributions on that front, too, and welcome others, but whatever's on your mind, we'll take it. Let's get to the phones here today on the program. Dwight, Jamestown, what's on your mind?
Say, you know, they've got these pilot escort vehicles for oversized loads for safety. And with the recent rail derailments, I'm wondering maybe they should put a pilot vehicle 2,000 feet, 3,000 feet out in front of these oil tankers to keep them safe. And, you know, is it going to raise the cost of shipping oil more? But I think it'd be more for the safety of the public if they have these vehicles out in front of these rail cars. They can certainly see ahead of them.
All right, I'm going to add that to my list of questions. We, from time to time, get questions about the rail, and I have two now with yours, Dwight. The other one had to do with some loose spikes noticed up near Williston that had folks contributing.
Scotty, Too Hotty, what do you think of that safety factor?
See, it's catching on. That's great.
I like that. I'm not a railroad expert, so I wouldn't be a very good resource to answer you to. My knee-jerk answer would be, you know, you're never going to prevent 100% of accidents. And, you know, so, for instance, if you would have had a pilot car, in Castleton, or pilot train, I guess you'd call it, ahead of the grain train, or the oil train in Castleton, it wouldn't have made a difference because the grain train derailed and hit the oil train. So, you know,
what caused the derailment? Were the rails too far apart? If this pilot vehicle ahead of it had a instrument wide?
It's been a while since I recall, but I believe the number one, it was the cold, and number two, an axle. Some sort of an axle broke. So an axle on the grain train broke. It derailed into the oil train. And so in that case, so I guess what I'm getting at is that not in every case would a pilot train do it. And I just don't think you can, you know, prevent every accident. I don't know, though, but it's a worthy question to ask the experts at the railroad, you know, without.
Well, that was a great one. Thanks for the time.
No, Dwight, thank you. Appreciate it very much. And we're going to add to our list, and as I say, the folks from BNSF are very gracious about coming on when we ask, and so we'll add that to our list. And when we get, you know, half a dozen questions or so, we'll invite them on and add yours to the list. So the key there is to just keep listening, okay?
You betcha.
Thanks, Dwight. Appreciate that very much. I have an Are You Kidding Me? I was watching NBC Evening News last night. Brian Williams, the fabricator in chief there at NBC is on hiatus. So I was just kind of curious. I happened to come across it. Lester Holt is on, and I watch it. And towards the end of the newscast comes a story that I thought was, I was just like, are you kidding me? I mean, I'm saying this out loud. Are you kidding me? I can't believe it. And the story was that board game sales are booming. And I think overall everything's like 15%, but some games like Life and Operation are up 40, 45%. Operation, by the way, was my favorite game, bar none. But I really thought this was good news, really good news, for a variety of reasons. Do you consider that good news, Todd? Is that
absolutely?
You think that? Yeah. I mean, I don't.
Not to change the subject, but you realize NBC's ratings have gone up since Brian White went away.
I wondered that last night. I wondered how it was going because I would imagine they're watching that. If they could, I didn't know that we were up. I hadn't seen anything, but that's probably not good news for Brian Williams.
No, probably not.
Yeah, I like Lester Holt too. He's got a nice voice. Does a nice job. I'm not a big evening news person, but I happen to see it. But this is the best news I've heard in ages. Board games back big, and there's even some of these places where you go in and you pay $5 and they have all the games and you can play them. And, you know, so that's kind of a hip new thing as well. But Monopoly was like up 15%, and overall I think games were up 10%. But, I mean, think about that. Board games that we've been playing for decades, Sunk My Battleship, we still have that one at home, play that a lot, being up I think is a great thing for the following reason. Well, actually, I don't want to say what I think the reason. What do you think? You tell me why. That's good news.
I don't think Monopoly would be big in your house. Kind of teaches capitalism.
It is big in our house. Yes, our younger daughter absolutely loves it. The thing about Monopoly as a dad, you know, she just would play it until, you know, I need toothpicks for my eyelids, right? Because there's really no end to that game.
Then you
know,
taught her well.
You keep getting the 200 bucks when you pass goal, and you just, you know, it's hard to go bust. In Monopoly,
oh,
you can play.
It teaches play, capitalism play. And entitlement then. There we go. I didn't realize that.
Oh. But why is it good news that board game sales are up? Would you tell me that at 800-228-0550? What am I thinking? More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Biedelsbacher.
The North Dakota Soybean Council is seeking farmers to fill one of North Dakota's three director positions on the United Soybean Board. This board oversees national soy checkoff investments to maximize profit opportunities for all U.S. soybean farmers. All checkoff-paying soybean farmers are eligible to apply. To be considered, you must complete the required forms and send them to the North Dakota Soybean Council office by noon on Friday, April 3rd. The council board of directors will submit to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, two nominations for this vacancy and two nominations for alternate positions. The Secretary of Agriculture will make the final appointments. The chosen individual will begin serving a three-year term in December of 2015. To download the application and agreement to serve, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Let's go to Norway. My name is Carol Juven. I've been in Norway 145 times and had over 47,000 people on tour in beautiful Norway. Come join me on the official Norskfest Norway tour June 1st to the 14th. See southern Norway at its best. The fjord, the waterfalls, the spectacular mountain. Meet and greet Norway's Jim Reeves, Bureau Holland. We don't just tour Norway, we meet the people. Phone me toll free. 1-800-343-0093. That is 1-800-343-0093. Or see for yourself at www.juventours.com. Sign up by March 15th. Space is limited. Welcome along.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
We're brought to you in part today by our friends at the North Dakota Petroleum Council. North Dakota Oil can and does. Now, 80,000 jobs in the industry. Holy buckets, $43 billion in impact. Incredible. Find out more at NorthDakotaOilCan.com, NorthDakotaOilCan.com. We're still waiting for some folks in the newspaper business in North Dakota to write a story about the economic impact study that NDSU put out this week. Yeah, you're not always getting
that.
No, they don't consider
I've done
news.
It like crazy on these stations. No, wow.
No, a train has to blow up. A pipeline has to leak. You know, the crime has to be, in some way tied to somebody who's tied to the industry, right? And then it's news, Todd.
Not to mention the fact that we can't build pipelines because they'll leak and ruin everything. We can't build trains ship it by rail because they'll blow up. So what are we supposed to do? Just get rid of oil? Well, that's not going to work.
The only thing I like is that when the industry is booming and off-the-charts growth is happening, the sky is falling because of bad things that are happening. And then when the slowdown happens, the sky is falling, too. So which is it? These people.
The sky has to be falling. That's what sells newspapers. You have
oh,
to,
my
if,
gosh.
If the sky isn't falling, they don't sell papers.
Yeah, well, I tire of it. Anyway, 800-228-0550-701-258-0550. We're taking Todd to the woodshed today because he's complaining about 46 degrees on Monday. Let me know if you agree with me or you're complaining with Todd. We're talking a great story. My first Are You Kidding Me contribution, board game sales are up. Is that not fabulous or what? I think that's great news. We have some more stories out of Ferguson we'll get to here in a little bit as well. Marion Willison wanted to weigh in on the board game questions. Hello, Mary.
Hi, how are you?
Wonderful. How are you today?
Good. I don't know if you haven't watched TV lately, but there's nothing on TV that's really good, and I think parents and myself no longer enjoy watching TV, and board games are an option to one's interaction with human people, rather than just sitting watching a TV. And I think the more assets you could create in terms of your children, experiences, learning, education, you can learn math, communication, all kinds of skills that are necessary for their growth and development. So to me, hooray, 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 board games are up.
I couldn't agree with you anymore, Mary. I think it's the best news I've heard in a long time. And, my theory is the biggest single threat to civilization, to the United States of America that we know and love, is the disintegration of the family, in my view.
Amen.
That's a Scott Hannon personal view. And you can agree with it. You can disagree with it. You can call in and call me a kook or whatever you'd like or agree with me. So that's why I think it's great news, because I don't ever recall a great moment that's going to go with me to the grave from watching television with my kids, to your point. But I tell you what, I have some great memories holiday games with families, or even a lot of times our youngest daughter would just say, "Dad, we're playing game. We're doing Monopoly tonight, just on no particular schedule." And I'm always like, "Let's go!" She'll pick the game out, and we'll play, and we have some great times and some great laughs. And then the other kids see that, they want to weigh in. My wife says, "Oh my gosh, I better join." So I think it's cool. I think it is. So that was my
In the day of a cell phone and other, little computers, mini computers, we talk into pieces of plastic, not human people, in terms of it's a wonderful thing to be able to communicate with board games, visually communicate.
Other than Operation, which is my all-time favorite game, most of them aren't too high-tech, and that one is a little on the crass side. I'm glad you called, Mary. What's your favorite board game?
Monopoly.
going with the old standard. All right, I'm going to start keeping a list here. Monopoly. I think that was Todd's, too, wasn't it?
Todd, did yes.
Monopoly, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So mine's Operation, and Mary and Todd are Monopoly. Love it. Okay, Mary, thank you. I'm glad you called. Adam in Fargo, you're next on What's On Your Mind.
No, thanks for taking my call. I've actually got a couple of pointers on how to find really good board games. I mean, I'm not knocking Monopoly. It's a really great way to work on diplomacy and money skills and negotiating. I mean, it's capitalism in a game. But if you go to a website called BoardGameGeek.com, three words that are all together. They have discussion forums. They have major amounts of lists on all these great games. You can find games that, they're board game adaptations of a lot of really neat things. And I don't even want to start limiting all the things that you can find in board games, but everything that will entertain six-year-olds to people that are adults and everything in between. And it's, there is a lot of really good stuff out there that once you start exploring it, I think you'll find, why would you play anything electronic when you could do this?
What's your favorite, Adam?
Oh, that's a toss-up. It's probably a game called Agricola, which is trying to make the best farm possible in 14 turns.
The best farm possible in 14 turns, you say?
Yep. You all take turns collecting resources and making things on this little plot that you have, and you try to make a farm that scores more points than everybody else does.
That's cool. And the website was BoardGameGeek.com?
Yep. And there is a lot of really good resources there.
All right, I'll put that up on the Facebook page as well on this. Todd, maybe you want to share that on the What's On Your Mind as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'll get this done in a sec. Thanks for the call, Adam. Appreciate it. David and Temple, you're next on What's On Your Mind.
I would just like to put in my vote for all-time favorite board game being Scrabble. It's a very educational game. You'll expand your vocabulary and your mind as well.
Helps the kids with spelling a little too, right?
Darn right.
What's your favorite Scrabble, a word that gets somebody every time?
Quizzer.
Quizzer? Is that a word?
Oh, yeah.
No kidding. What does quizzer mean?
Someone who quizzes.
No kidding. So if I'm quizzing you, I'm a
quizzer.
Come on,
Scott, you couldn't figure that one out? Holy cow.
I didn't know. It sounds like improper grammar to me.
You got it. Oh, well, see, you would be fun to play with because you'd be making challenges all the time, and I would win.
how do you ultimately settle the score in Scrabble? I forget now. Do you get on a dictionary or what?
Settle the score? Oh, no. Well, if you challenge, you say, is that a quizzer? That's not a word. And then I say, very well, challenge. And you challenge, and we look in the dictionary, and there it is. You lose your turn.
All right. So it is. You go to the dictionary. I don't know that we've ever done that.
You agree on you first have to agree on which dictionary you're going to use, too.
Yeah, there you go. You have a dispute over the dictionary, even. I love it. All right. So, your favorite is Scrabble. So we're going to add you to the list here, David.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it very much. 800-228-0550 701-258-0550. Kenny says Monopoly or Aggravation. Kim says Life. That's a good one. Duke says Operation is the best drinking game ever. How about that?
Wait a minute. We need that call to come in then. I want to hear about that.
Only played that game as a child, so yeah.
You weren't playing as a drinking game then, right?
Yeah,
right.
No. More coming
Kool-Aid,
up.
Right?
A program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Let's go to Norway. My name is Carol Juven. I've been in Norway 145 times and had over 47,000 people on tour in beautiful Norway. Come join me on the official Norskfest Norway tour June 1st to the 14th. See southern Norway at its best. The fjords, the waterfalls, the spectacular mountains. Meet and greet Norway's Jim Reeves, Bureau Holland. We don't just tour Norway. We meet the people. Phone me toll-free, 1-800-343-0093. That is 1-800-343-0093. Or see for yourself at www.juventours.com. Sign up by March 15th. Space is limited. Welcome along.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet, it will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at freesurvivallighter.com. Again, that's freesurvivallighter.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit freesurvivallighter.com today.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
What's on your mind? Telephone number is 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. What a great call from Mary. Where was Mary calling from again? No, I guess I forget, but her call is inspiring to know that they totally turn off the TV. I don't know if she said they opted out of cable or what, or they just turned the TV off. And family sees nothing redeeming, nothing good on TV, and doing more of the board game thing, which is fabulous. We have more of that happen. That's why I say it's a good news story that board games are up, because, look, if board game use is up, it means families are spending more time together. Only good things come from that. Maybe we'll reverse that tide completely. Wouldn't that be fabulous? Be great. What's your favorite board game? Let us know at 800-228-0550. You can challenge me on my assertion that the biggest threat to America as we know and love is the disintegration of family. You can challenge Todd on his very controversial statement today that it's terrible that it's only going to be 46 degrees on Monday. That after a 72 or a 79 degree weekend where it's going to be super nice. Todd is whining. He's mad. Oh, it's going to be 46 on Monday. Let him have it, for crying out loud.
You have any idea how cold it is to put the top down on the convertible at 46?
Oh, my gosh. You wouldn't be even thinking about the convertible in a normal March. We get 70s, you get Saturday
and
Sunday.
I like the normal March.
With the top down, and then you're whining that Monday's going to be 46. I mean, it's unbelievable. Want to know what you're planning to do with this wonderful weather weekend? Work or pleasure, what are you going to do? Aaron says, spend time with family and ride my motorcycle.
There you go.
David says, ice fishing in my shorts and a T-shirt. Now, that is out of love. I love it.
Welcome to North Dakota.
Yeah. Laurel says, run around and wonder what to do. Maybe plant some pots of flowers. We can also talk about Ferguson, if you like. Did anybody see Hannity last night on Fox News Channel? He did a man on the street thing, and there were people going, yeah, glad those cops got shot. I'm not kidding you. I mean, I don't know what would happen if I ever... If I was doing an interview like that with somebody, I would have a hard time not putting the microphone down, the camera down, and just saying, really? You think this way? I mean, nothing physical, but I would want to just want to talk with him. It's unbelievable. I love this Milwaukee County Sheriff David Clark, too, who slammed President Obama. By the way, he's a black sheriff. Sadly, we have to, you know, add that now as a description here, because that's what this has become. You know, Hannity also interviewed some protester last night, said, well, what happened with those, you know, cops getting shot was just a reaction to what happened in August and Michael Brown getting shot. It's just, that's why it happened. Oh, okay. Yeah. Anyway, the sheriff said President Obama sends out a tweet saying, you know, oh, bad deal. Those guys got shot. That's not enough. And the sheriff is outraged by it. I'm with him. Completely, 100% with him. By the way, for our Minnesota listeners, are you following the state high school league being challenged now by the state legislature? They're trying to get a hearing. Republicans, both in the House and the Senate, came out, and they want legislation to undo what the high school league has done. My home state of Minnesota, I weep for you. I absolutely weep for you. This is unbelievable. This is my Minnesota. Are you kidding me? Minnesota Republicans think that the state high school league's new policy of allowing boys and girls locker rooms and restrooms and showers and girls and boys locker rooms and showers and restrooms should be stopped. You think? But Governor Mark Dayton calls that despicable hate mongering. I kid you not. I call it common sense. You can tell me what you think, but they're trying to get a hearing on that in the state legislature. Another issue we're following. But see why I like talking about board games instead? Because of that garbage in the news, either in
Minnesota. A little less frustrating. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Brent, more board games, more families getting together, less of this stuff will happen. Brent in Bismarck, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Brent.
Hey, good morning. Best board game ever is Settlers of Catan.
Goodness.
And if you haven't played it, you should.
No, never even heard of it, to tell you the truth.
Okay, well, it's a new game of the past couple years, but played hundreds of games with my boys, and it's just a great time. I used to win all the time, but since then they've ganged up on me, and I don't win all the time now. So, anyway.
Do they like now? Is it you saying, "Come on, let's play the game," or do they dig it too? Are they into it?
Oh, they're the ones that push it. So it's just a good time to spend with kids.
That's cool. I for some reason I can't remember my number two, but it's a game where you have a word and you have to act it out. We always do that one at Christmas time and Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about, Don? You know, where you've got the word, but you can't say it. You got to, you know, describe it or act it out. You can't say the word, but you're trying to get people to. You know, if it's deer, you'd say, like, you know, famous movie, you know, In the Woods, you know. I don't think you could say Bambi, because that'd be kind of obvious, maybe. But that's a good one. But so I got to remember the name. Somebody can maybe help me with the name, but that's my second favorite. But Settlers of, tell me one more time, Brent.
Settlers of Catan, Catan.
All right.
Wow.
And we'll love it. Trust you, right?
You will have a good time.
All right, fabulous. Thanks, Brent. Appreciate that very much.
Thank you. Yep.
Best board game ever. What's your all-time favorite? You have one? Let us know at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. That's studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Aggravation from one of the earlier listeners is another one I don't know. Kind of
aggravation?
Cool. Yeah. I don't remember the aggravation.
That doesn't sound like the kind of board game you had to sit down and teach the kids, but I don't know.
Have you heard that one?
No.
Okay. I'm not alone there, then.
We already had that game going on at our house the whole day, so.
Oh, is that right? It was just...
That just does not sound like the kind of board game you'd sit down and teach your kids. Aggravation?
Let's have some aggravation!
Yeah, road rage! Yeah! Yeah, okay. No.
I just love that. I love that Monopoly is, you know, that popular, or Operation is that big. I just think that's so cool, you know. I mean, Cinderella's at the box office, right? I mean, Cinderella's at the box office, and board games are back. Things are coming around, Todd.
Amen, brother.
I don't have to lament these idiots in Ferguson cheerleading law enforcement officers.
What you're saying is you don't lament the Fergusonizing of the world, then, right?
Yeah, see, Fergusonizing is easier.
Fergusonization.
You know?
Fergusonizing. Yeah, I like that ization. Yeah, there you go.
All right, let's go to St. Anthony. Alberta is on the line. Hello, Alberta from St. Anthony. How are you?
Hello, I'm fine. Thank you.
Good. What's on your mind today?
The game that we play a lot with our family is Royal Rummy. It's a card game. And it's so much fun. It's just so much fun. And then we play a lot of canasta.
Did you say roll rummy? Roll rummy?
Royal rummy.
Royal. Okay. Got it. All right.
It's a card game. We play it with pennies.
Do you? It's not a big bucks deal.
No. It's a lot of fun. It's a family game.
Good one. Thank you, Alberta. Appreciate that. We'll give it a try. Even Bismarck, you're next on What's On Your Mind.
Hi. We have a big family, and when they come home for Christmas, or this is from many years ago, we would play trivia, and we'd have teams to compete with each other. And it's the old trivia really was probably one of the favorites. But any kind of trivia is a good game for a lot of, you know, for several people. And then we would have at the end, usually the you know, the winner would say, "We're the champions of the world." Anyway, it was a lot of fun. And thank you for what you do and the information that you get out to everyone. And we certainly agree with most all of the things that you have on your program.
Well, thank you, Eve. We appreciate you listening, and thanks for sharing the favorite board game in your house. That's great. Gary in Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, board games. Yeah, we do that all the time. We have some relatives here in town. They have some kids that come back from out of town, and we sit around the house and we play board games. And the TV's off most of the time, and the young kids are running around playing with their toys and having a good time, and, you know, a few snacks, whatever. So, yeah, we've been doing that for a long time. I don't know what the new fad is. But good board games to play, Things. Get a game called Things, and you'll just have a lot of fun. You can go make it adult if you want to some degree. You can just have fun. You can get the kids involved, not the real young ones, but anyway, board games, lots of fun.
That's cool, Gary. Thank you. I think what's new here is that the sales are up, and I think what is surprising to me is that in a time of technology and, you know, smartphones and everything else, that good old-fashioned board games are actually selling more. I mean, the fact that you know, you know, others that have called today and ourselves can have, you know, recall good memories and still pull them out of the closet every now and play them, I guess not necessarily newsy, but the fact that they're selling, you know, that their sales are up. This is not a dying thing. This is a growing thing. That's kind of what we're, I'm blown back a little bit about. You know, it's kind of fun, and it's great to hear the stories, and hopefully we're inspiring some others to do what you and some of the other callers have done, so appreciate that. Thank you. Chris, who's traveling today, you're listening to What's on Your Mind. Tell us what's on your mind.
Yeah, is it me?
Yeah.
Okay, my favorite it's a card game we play. Anytime we get a family together, more than about five or six people, is called Blitz. And it's kind of a derivative of blackjack almost. Everybody's dealt three cards. Ideal is to get three cards in the same suit and higher than anybody else at the table. And if you think you got the highest matching pair, you knock on the table, and whoever's the lowest has the lowest score, puts a quarter into the bowl, and at the end of the game, whoever's the winner wins all the quarters.
I love it.
And I think the game you were thinking of earlier was Charades.
Okay, yeah, it's a version of Charades, but it's a more high-tech version. You get the little it's like a timer where you have, you know, so much time until you, I can't remember. I'll text my wife during the break and try and find out. But it's a version of Charades for sure, because Charades is where you know, you have to act it out, right? And the word, yeah. And this one's a version of that, but a little bit different, but
have a good day, Scott.
You too, Chris. Thank you. A mental block on it. Ken and Moorhead, favorite board game?
Yeah, it's called Sorry. It's a good game.
I remember that one.
That's a dandy. Absolutely. Yeah. Been a long time since I played that one. Hang on, Ken. We'll finish this on the other side of the break if you have any others you want to add to that. But Sorry's a good one. More on What's on Your Mind after a short timeout. Don't touch that dial.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
KeepItLocal.com. KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
PetroServe USA. When you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on into a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right. Get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
Watford City. We're not the same, we're better. We're on the edge of adventure, and we're surrounded. Surrounded by rivers for canoeing, the legendary Lake Sakakawea for fishing, and pristine grasslands for everything in between. We're wide open spaces and an invitation to explore. We're the majestic badlands of Theodore Roosevelt National Park and the beginning of the rugged 100-mile Matahe Trail. We're hiking, biking, horseback riding, and camping underneath the stars. We're Watford City, and we're time out for family fun. We're rib fest and street dances, high school football games, and rodeos at the county fair. We're Watford City, a hometown and a destination. We're the West at its best, because some things never change. Come see for yourself or find out more at voicesofwatford.com. That's voicesofwatford.com.
Most people know that drinking pure, high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
So what happens when the thingamajig that's attached to the Dumafloxin that's underneath the hood isn't working? What do you do? Well, hopefully you know enough to call folks like John Hansen at Fergus Falls, who's part of the HeDolls team. You know, HeDolls has it. We talk a lot about how HeDolls has it. They have the part you need, been doing it for generations, now 100-plus years at HeDolls. And they also have people, the best people, the most experienced people. And John Hansen in Fergus Falls, one of those kind of guys. He was telling me a story the other day that, I mean, folks literally will call and say that. It's not working. That thingamajig attached to the Dumafloxin down there. And they figure it out. They unwind it, and they get it. And that's the kind of service you get when you call HeDolls. You know, we were given Al Bosch of Bismarck a bad time for having his first car was pink. Remember that yesterday? Well, guess what? John's first one was putrid green. Yeah, a 73 Delta 88. And the very first car he ever physically worked on. Now, these are the kind of folks at Heedalls. He told me a story that he started turning wrenches with his dad when he was 8 years old and has been doing it ever since. Isn't that a neat story? And so when you got somebody who's been turning wrenches since they were 8 years old and, working on their very first vehicle, in his case, a 73 Olds Delta 88, putrid green, by the way, you know you're going to get the kind of service that's fantastic. Whether it's Al Bosch in Bismarck or John Hansen in Fergus Falls or folks like Travis Ketterling in Mandan and Bonnie Schlotterhoff in Detroit Lakes and Gene Wolfer in Litton and Chris Drago in Henninger and Mike Bender in Glendive and Jim McDonald in Cindy, Josh Kemet in Williston, Kevin Lawson in Minot, Jason Nagel in Aberdeen, Steve Stanton in Watertown. These are Heedalls folks. These are the best of the best. And they're going to get it done for you. And John, by the way, has been with Heedalls since 2003, quite a few years. And ASE certified, like many of their professionals are, just the best of the best. Stop and see them at Heedalls, location near you, all throughout North Dakota, South Dakota, western Minnesota, parts of Montana as well. All right, let's get back to the phones here. So, Ken, in the Morehead, you reminded me, Sorry's a dandy. Any others on your list for board games?
The thing about Sorry that I like is that it's for kids of all age. And when you think you're ahead, you're going to win, it turns around in like 5 seconds and you're losing. So it's a fun game. But I have to agree with that guy that said that Scrabble is a great game. That is a great game. And one more thing, Scott, I agree with you. This country needs to get their family back together. That's what's really wrong with this country, I think.
Number one, speaking of Heedalls, blinking light on the dashboard, right? That's the warning light without question. That's why I love this story. I think that the fact that board games are back is a good sign that maybe folks are starting to figure that out. Unplug, turn the TV off, forget the phone, get around the table, play a board game. Pretty cool. And you've inspired me now. You've inspired me now to dig out Sorry and get the dust off that sucker too. So
okay, Scott, have a good day.
Going to go to it, Ken. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
Yep.
Steve in Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Steve.
Yeah, it's just, in my opinion, I'm going to talk about the king of games, which is chess. I think it's a good mind game, and it's good to help kids focus, too. And
way above my pay grade, just so you know. I just don't, I don't know what it is. The patience or the mind power for that. Checkers I can handle. Chess is like, wow. Oh, we used to have a chess board. We'd play it, but I just was never any good at it. What else were you going to say, Steve?
Oh, there's a chess tournament today at Hardy's it starts at 6:30. So if you want to play now, it's probably best to arrive at 6 p.m. Today. So
if I show up, are you going to kind of be kind and teach me along the way, or do I need to be well?
Probably not, Scott.
when it involves combat or war, which can be viewed as chess or art, chess can be viewed as art, a certain way to get a means to an end. So.
All right. Got it. So for those that are up for the challenge. 6 o'clock, Hardee's. Little chess. Okay.
You have to pre-register. Yep. Okay, thanks. Bye-bye.
Thank you. They're serious about it. You got to pre-register. You don't just show up.
All right. It's a tournament. They're not going to teach you to hold your hand. Come on. Yeah, it's a tournament.
Got it. Mike and Perham, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, my favorite game has got to be Clue. Tell you what, Jessica Fletcher's got nothing on me. Colonel Mustard in the library with a candlestick.
Love it.
Wasn't that a show, too?
What's that?
Wasn't that a show, too? Yeah.
Yep, absolutely. They made a movie out of Clue, but the board game is a lot more fun. But as far as chess goes, to me, chess is a gentleman's version of one heck of a game of I Dare You. And Todd, got
yes.
Two words for you. Quit whining. You could be in Boston.
Oh, my God. I would escape.
Hey, got your blessings, baby. And
point taken.
Don't worry about Governor Dayton. Somewhere in Minnesota, some village is missing its idiot.
Oh, you made my day with that one, Mike. Thank you. Yeah, that's probably the best way.
Easy. Have a good one.
You too. Yeah, exactly right. Mike from Perm, Minnesota, home of Barrel of Fun, folks. Gotta love it. All right, Ralph and Gladstone, we'll get to you after the break here. And much more to come. Lynn Helms, too, bottom of next hour on What's On Your Mind. Stay tuned.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Let's go to Norway. My name is Carol Juven. I've been in Norway 145 times and had over 47,000 people on tour in beautiful Norway. Come join me on the official Norskfest Norway Tour, June 1st to the 14th. See southern Norway at its best. The fjord, the waterfalls, the spectacular mountains. Meet and greet Norway's Jim Reeves, Bureau Holland. We don't just tour Norway, we meet the people. Phone me toll-free, 1-800-343-0093. That is 1-800-343-0093. Or see for yourself at www.juventours.com. Sign up by March 15th. Space is limited. Welcome along.
By now, you may have heard a bit about bitcoins. But did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
The Freeze-Dry Guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The Freeze-Dry Guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The Freeze-Dry Guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.